podcast gurus. I'm going to teach you the tools and the tricks to have a successful podcast. Check me out at CasanovaWilliams.com.
What's going on? It's your man, Casanova Williams, a.k.a. the podcast guru. I want to thank everybody for listening to my podcast, to listen to this Black Men's Mental Health. Fridays, I'm doing my podcast guru. Now, you're probably not understanding where the name podcast guru comes from. Well, let me explain. A few years ago, I was, let me tell you my how I got into podcasting anyway, because if you've been listening to Black Men's Mental Health for a few years, you may not know the history of my podcasting side. So let me explain it. Years ago, about 6 years ago, me and a few friends got together and formed a online radio station called The Culture Radio, which y'all know now is The Culture Network. And the idea of that radio station came from a friend of mine, a DJ named Five Venoms. He actually always had a vision of doing an online radio station. So I had an office in downtown Orlando and a space. And he was like, hey, man, let's use this space to form the radio station. So it was his idea to have like a hip hop radio station where people talking about music and interviews and stuff like that, which is a cool idea. So me, him, and another gentleman all went in. I had the space, he had the idea, and the other gentleman had the equipment. So we got it all together. We started the radio station, the online radio station. But what happened, unfortunately, was he got the gig at Rolling Loud. So he had to move to Miami. Other gentlemen had other business things that were going on. So he had to do those. So I was stuck with this radio station, this whole online radio station. I had the whole setup. And, you know, I was kind of like, What should I do with it? So then, you know, I started to understand, get into the world of podcasting. Podcasting was big. We're talking about, 2017, 2018 era. And I was like, all right, you know, I'm going to turn this into a podcast station where we podcasting. That's when me and my friend, we started our podcast. That's when, I started to get a lot of popular podcasts in the city on the station. And it went well for a while. And through that process, I learned more and more about podcasts. I was able to be on the back end of podcasting, see numbers, understand a lot of different things when it came to podcasting. So I did that for about, 2 years. Then, the COVID came, you know, the pandemic came. And even though podcasts became very, very popular at that time, because nobody really had nothing to do. So a lot of people to be honest, it came popular, but it didn't be as popular as you thought it would be. You know, you think people are at home so they could do more podcasting, but they didn't. But it wasn't like an explosion of like, oh, everybody's doing podcasting. So what I did is there was an app called College Club, I believe it was called. Not quite sure what it was called. And what I used to do is mentor people on podcasts and how to make money off podcasts, how to do podcasts and things like that. And it became quite popular. A couple hundred to a couple thousand people used to hit me up. It was really, really a great thing. So I decided to expand on it. I wrote a book. I wrote a series of books and they were bestsellers. And, you know, it just blew up from there. Then after the pandemic and stuff like that, I kind of died down, started doing other things. Some stuff with my mental health, personal stuff came up, as you know. And, you know, I started dealing with that. I started Black Men's Mental Health and stuff like that. So I kind of went away from the teaching people about podcasting, even though I would get a lot of requests. So I decided to do a podcast on podcasting because I was online looking at a lot of these podcasts, people that are telling you what to do in podcasting. And they may, I used to check out because, like I said, I could see back ends and all that stuff. And they didn't really get numbers. They really didn't get the numbers they say they were getting or the numbers they said you would get from listening to them. And I noticed they make more money off of telling you what to do than actually do it themselves. And to me, I'm an authentic person, 100%. So for me, I didn't like that they were giving advice. And I'm not saying all the advice was bad advice. You know, some was very good advice, very intuitive, very detail, but you know, it's still one thing of giving great advice is one thing and being able to do it or duplicate it. It's like having a child. You know, people can give you the best advice in the world about having a child, but until you have a child yourself, it's really hard to give that advice. So I said to myself, I'm gonna start a podcast. So I started a podcast, but I really didn't release it or push it at all. Life happened. So many things happened. Yeah, you know how I am. If you know how I am, guys, you know, I said I'm going to do something, but then I didn't really push it. I really didn't do a lot with it, even though I was still getting requests. And then last year I decided to combine. I had three books about podcasting that was actually going to be part of a class certification, but that didn't work out as I wanted it to. So what I did is I updated my podcast information and combined it into one book called Everything Podcast. Now this book, you know, it's on Amazon right now. You can pick it up. It has everything about podcasting from the latest statistics that, you know, money making to how to market, how to brand. I mean, it's a book that, to be honest, if you're getting into this podcast game, you need to read. So yeah, shameless plug of my book, you know what I'm saying? But I decided to now get to the podcasting part of it. So with Black Men's Mental Health, which is highly successful, I think we're number 49 on the top 100. We broke in the top 50 right now. I decided to help you because a lot of questions I got as well when you messaged me regarding different issues and stuff was, hey, Cass, how can I get into this podcast game? And not that I was ignoring anybody or anything like that. I just wasn't in the space yet to say, let's talk. I would either refer people to my books or just say, hey, well, you know, I'm going to be doing podcasts soon, things like that. But now I think y'all deserve me to talk about podcasting and for you to get into it. I tell everybody, get into podcasting, because at the end of the day, it is the only field that you can make money where the numbers don't matter and you can make money. Now, in a later podcast, I'm going to get into a lot of things about podcasting, what to do. But, you know, I just want you to understand that podcasting is definitely something in today's age you should get into. It's a part of that whole content creation culture that's happening right now. People are making millions of dollars just off content creation, which includes podcasting. It's one aspect of it. I know that podcasts has changed my tax bracket, you know, and I have spread it so much with Black Men's Mental Health, you know, also with having my own network, the Culture Radio Network, where you can download on Google and iTunes. So it's just so much that you can do with podcasting. And I'm going to teach you every Friday. I'm dropping a new podcast talking about podcasting under Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Because I know you may, well, Cash, you know, what does that have to do with mental health? Part of the things I promote, as you know, is regardless of your mental health, you know, you have to have goals. You have to have stability. And one way to have stability is to have something you're doing that's not only good for you, but also profitable. You know, today's skyrocketing prices of everything's higher, from gas, food, shit, eggs are like $10 a carton. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they fluctuate, but, you know, last I went, they was expensive. So you need to find another avenue of income. And podcasting is the only avenue of income you could really generate and make something of your brand from nothing, not having nothing. You don't need no money, no nothing. I'm going to teach you all these things to do podcasting properly. Now, of course, I'm not knocking paid prescriptions and people helping you, because at the end of the day, I do that as well. People pay me, be on my network and help them. So I'm not knocking that. You know what I'm saying? So those services are good, but I'm going to teach you how to get into the podcast game and what to do for your particular podcast. Okay. So I'm going to keep these short, from like 10 to 15 minutes, or maybe 20 minutes, a half an hour, the longest that I'm going to do. That's one of the other things I'm going to teach you about podcasts as well, length. So I appreciate you. Go to CassanovaWilliams.com. I'm going to have I'm going to have some things on there about podcasting, some templates and all that stuff. You know, go to blackmensmentalhealth.com as well. I'm going to have the same thing on there as well in the next coming weeks. So I appreciate you. Until next time.